Well, welcome to our pre-show for Monday. This is a pre-show for Monday, the 20th, May 20th, 2019. I'm going backwards here. 2019, 20th, May. We just wrapped up a 48-hour marathon of Steve Bozell, and I am producing this not minutes from having concluded that. As you may or may not have guessed, with our TriCaster and all of our production tied up doing the marathon, we didn't have really any room or space to produce a show. But I thought what would be fun today is to, there's a woman on OWN TV who looks like an ex-girlfriend of mine. It can't be. No, it's not. what I thought we would do is play for the public feed, for our public show, one of the Steve Bozell hours, one that I got a kick out of, and I've forgotten about this one, but the insanity of it, and it was the one where Steve Bozell inadvertently was, he was taken to what he thought was going to be a party, but it was actually a men's encounter group, and he wound up banging on a drum and acting kind of silly, and then realized that he may get written up in the Orange County Register. And while the premise itself is sort of just, yeah, it's good, you know. Yeah, I don't know if you'd expect, like, explosive shit. Some of the calls were really funny. This Bozell marathon was quite epic because I'd forgotten just how mental, you know, everything got. And I remember in one of the bits, when Bozell breaks down and starts screaming and crying, he literally in one phone call went, ah! Like that. I remember that show when Jonah Weiland wrote in a note in the call screening box, he was giving me direction on how loud these screams could become, and they were escalating. He goes, big loud cry, and he goes, big baby scream, now gigantic woman scream is the way he put it, and that's when I went, ah! Weird. Anyway, today, we will feature one of those hours. My throat is fucking wrecked. You'd think I'd been talking all week, and I haven't been talking all week. I've been listening to this stuff all weekend. What news do we have? Oh, I want to remind you to be sure and get your tickets for our... and I'm going to do a preamble before the show. So, tickets for our UCB show coming up on May 25th at the Upright Citizens Brigade on Sunset. There's going to be... it's going to be so much. We'll have James Adamian with us. Horatio Sants with us. Angela Hoover, who is a fantastic impressionist and comedian. And we will also have a little multimedia demonstration. We'll have a Q&A. We'll have some puppets. And we'll have me. And we'll have some other cats that I'm not going to announce. That's coming up May 25th, UCB Theater on Sunset. Make sure it's the Sunset one, because the one on Franklin is the other one. We won't be at that one. We'll be at the one on Sunset. The one on Sunset's amazing, man. They have classrooms. They have, it's a whole academy. It's like a commodity. It's a comedy academy. It's a improv academy. It's got classrooms. Seriously, classes that they conduct. I mean, and these are some of the greatest improvisational comic actors and comedians in the fucking world working out there, man. Ian Roberts, Matt Besser, a couple of the founding members, and then, you know, you name it, man, but a lot of people have gone through UCB and gone on to, fame and fortune. So if you're in the LA area and you are interested in a career in comedy or just want to learn more about the different areas of comic expression and theater, whether it be formal comic theater, improvisational theater, which is really their specialty there. A lot of stuff, by all means, man. And it's good for me. I'm glad I think this is exactly where I am supposed to be. I mean, I hope that they like me, but because of the kind of shit that I do, it's got a formal, excuse me for yelling, but it has an improvisational, obviously, strength, you know, I mean, that's their, that's their wheelhouse there is improvisation. So I need that. But they also nail you down to a form. So in other words, yeah, you're improvising, but you have to be going from here to here to here to here. And that's a discipline that, you know, should be reinforced. Even if it should be reinforced with plumbers, even if you're not in improvisational comedy, just reinforce going from here to here to here. Like if you're walking, take a class at UCB. Okay. So what we'll do today is that, and this has been our extensive pre-show. I hope you liked it. It's all 6 minutes long. Hey, I just got to recap our, oh, and then the other thing for you guys to know is, my BSPs will be back on the chat next week. We'll have the Saturday Cinema back next week. And we'll have our live Sunday show back next week. So this is the marathons pretty much suck up all the energy around here. and I had a major fuck up. And again, I apologize. We had 90 minutes of fucking dead air on Sunday morning. Entirely my fault because I fucked up the cue. How the bits were going to get triggered one after the other. And when you set them up, you're good. But if you fuck with it at all, if you make a change, you have to make sure you go back and reset this triggering this cue of bits. And I didn't. I had inserted one that I thought would be really great. I'd put it in there and I'd scheduled it, but I hadn't put it into this, you know, to the larger continuum of bits. And what happened was when it reached that bit, the system just went down. It just shut down. And I can tell you, I was asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at about 10:15, 10:20, checked the feed and realized it was down and went into the studio and fixed it. But, you know, and after a great deal of cursing of myself and, that kind of shit, apologizing on Twitter and all over the place. But, shit happens, as they say. You don't want it to, but it does. You live and learn, and you live and loin, okay? And by the way, this is apropos of absolutely nothing, but I discovered something. I'm a big Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel, Laurel and Hardy fan, but Oliver Hardy came from Jacksonville, Florida. And he used to say, and it's part of the, I thought it was part of the Southern accent, maybe an antiquated, because I'd never heard it before, but he would bend his R's to sound like it was from Brooklyn. In other words, sir, or let me see what he would say. Toin, instead of turn, toin. In Brooklyn or in New York, they'd say, hey, yeah, toin that up, right? Because they talk like this. But down south, you know, they say, toin it up. It's almost like a little bit of a Cajun thing. But Jacksonville, in particular, has that small little quirk in the very distinctive Southern accent. So toin it up. Well, who says toin it up? As well as Oliver Hardy, who never said toin it up, but I'm using that as an example. He says, I'd like to toin you into a gorilla, was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Toin it up. They're from Jacksonville. So you see how completely meaningless this entire little segment was about Laurel and Hardy and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Jacksonville and toin it up. And yet, how fascinated I seem to be by all of it. So you're humoring me? See, that's what we call Christian love. Oh, it isn't? Okay. You're humoring me. Thank you. All right, now, the fuck am I looking at here? Holy Jesus. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to conclude the pre-show and commence with the show. And in commencing with the show, I have to get over to my July 27th of 2000 show, which is what we're going to be playing today. All right. Love you.